Hello dear viewers, I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Thanks for looking at my hat. I thought quite a suitably loony thing for me to wear. I try to wear something slightly different in each video to change my topic, if not necessary. Glasses on, glasses off, but you know. So this tit fur has got to be donned for once, and he just received it. Right, this is about Nicolas Sarkozy, whom, as you may recall, was president of La Belle France from 2007 to 2012. He made a state visit to the United Kingdom very early in his term. Remember, passation, as in the handover from one president to the next, is every May. So the election result is declared as about a week later. There's a transfer of power. So he was a Gaullist, and he'd made no secret in the late 90s of his desire to become President de la République and be close to Jacques Chirac, his former boss, whom he fell out with quite badly. Sarkozy, also noticeable as the first ethnically Hungarian president of France, who's a Hungarian on his father's side, his father moved from Magyarország. And what else about Sarko? So Sarko wanted to limit immigration. And some people say he pursued the strategy of detention, calling rioters racaille, which some people said was a racially coded language, and so forth. So, yeah, it was a very short man as well. Did that mean that he had this Napoleon complex? Anyhow, there have been persistent rumors that he'd been taking bribes and so on. And remember, his previous protector, Jacques Chirac, he was found guilty of also corruption in office. Chirac had been prime minister way back in the early 70s and so on. So been at the forefront of French politics for over 30 years. And Chirac had always managed not to be in the room. They couldn't quite pin it on him. It was the other people around him. But when he was retired from politics, a very old man, he's found guilty of various charges, not jailed on account of his advanced age. So anyway, Sarko has been found culpable in this crime. He's received millions of euros from Muammar al-Gaddafi, the brotherly guide of the revolution in Libya, the Libyan tyrant who ruled that country from 1969 to 2011, when he was slain by his own people. An evil man in some ways, but give the devil his due, he did develop the country economically. Having said that, every country in the world developed between 1969 and 2001. How much was owing to him? But, you know, Gaddafi was not wrong on absolutely everything. And Gaddafi was obviously violently intolerant of the mildest dissent, and so forth. That was that revolution in 2011. And of course, the European Union acted effectively as the air force. It really was EU foreign policy, as well as NATO, to help the insurgents. That's the way that won. And the Libya's not known a day of peace since. So should this revolution succeed or not? I had mixed feelings. I certainly hold no brief for Gaddafi. We don't know that the regime that comes after him will be better. And it hasn't been, which I say stay out. But Sarko might not want Gaddafi to get overthrown, because then it will come out in the wash, which he did. Admittedly, he was president of France at the time and went along with that policy. So anyway, he's got a 5-year jail term. And even if he launches the appeal, I don't really understand this in France, he'll still serve some of that, even if it's less time. So he's 70 years old. And he says that this is not right. What's happened to him is a politically motivated prosecution. But it seems to me the evidence is crystal clear. You can't dispute that he did receive these illegal funds from another country to help him with his election campaigns. So what was he doing in return for Gaddafi? You know, was he saying, let's get rid of sanctions? I'm not sure. Sweetheart deals. After 2003, the liberation of Iraq, one of the positive effects of that is Muammar al-Gaddafi, he dismantled Libya's atomic weapons program. And, you know, to open up to other countries, more trade with other countries and welcome other investments. When previously, obviously, in the Cold War, he'd been pro-Soviet. Soviet was no more. Any other sort of international bad boys, the People's Republic of China, North Korea, any cruel tyranny, you know, that's he was on their side. Obviously, they're pro-Western cruel tyrannies. So Sarko, he could start his jail term very soon. He's had to pay only €100,000 fine. Should have been way, way more. OK, anyway, so he says this is injustice. OK, anyway, but so he's still truculent, Sarko. Anyway, so millions of euros were transferred to them via an intermediary, Ziad Takadine. So is this a good thing that previously they say the system was too deferential, that no, we can't feel his collar because he's too high ranking, and they could get away with sort of this, and the French media didn't probe these sort of things, and privacy was perhaps too strong in France. I mean, in Ireland and indeed in Great Britain, journalists will give a politician a rough ride, and they don't spare anyone. And someone says they're unduly hostile, skeptical, scathing. And most politicians are not terrible. They don't go into politics with the worst possible motives. If they really wanted to make money, certainly the right wingers could make more money by staying in finance or law, which is what they're mostly in before. So he must be actuated somewhat by a desire to serve the common weal. But that doesn't make it permissible to take this illegal funding. And we're not talking about a pennies here. This is tens of millions of euros, without which he may not have won the election. And then 2012, he lost the election to François Hollande, of Parti Socialiste. But since Hollande, that party has never recovered. I mean, it's there, but it's very minor. So Sarko, famously, he's married to Carla Bruni, the Italian French model, who used to pose topless in the early 90s. She'd left Italy as a baby because in Gianni di Piombi, the chance of kidnapping for her prominent and affluent family was too high. So it's a good thing that no one is above the law, and that includes a former French head of state. So he will be provided free accommodation. I have no idea he's going to win on appeal, but I doubt he's going to serve the full 5 years, even if he loses his appeal. And so that be a warning to people. Is it actually mild considering the scale of the corruption? So yeah, he obviously would have bent French policy towards them. Muammar al-Gaddafi was not doing this for nothing. The one thing is, and you've also got blackmail material if you're Gaddafi, say, and now if you don't play ball, despite I can out you. We might have sound recordings, we might have encrypted messages that we've saved, or maybe we've got proof positive that you did this. We might have been able to testify, even if we can't prove it. It's very embarrassing with the story to be out there. You'll be out there. Now, the wheels of justice turn very slowly in France. This story's been out there for almost a decade, and so finally it's reached a conclusion. Now, this inquisitorial system is not adversarial Roman law, as in the judge leads the investigations to find the truth rather than have two sides battling it out. A lot of it is by written submission rather than oral submission. So there's rather less time in court and more time exchanging documents and writing rebuttals to other assertions. So what do you think? Does Sarko deserve this time? Is it unduly harsh? Is it unduly lenient? Because he's head of state and was in such a position of public trust, does he deserve a harsher sentence than Joe Bloggs? Or no, maybe justice is blind. It doesn't matter whether you're highest in the land or the lowliest, you ought to get the same sentence for the same scale of crime. But then again, of course, Joe Average is not going to be getting millions of euros in bribes. So on the sometimes I think, well, let's give him a ruinous fine. Jail is for dangerous people. And he's not dangerous. If you saw him walking down the street at midnight, you wouldn't be worried. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.